Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Praise God, everyone. And thank you so very much. Collegiate, young adult, youth department. Let's give them a hand. Praise be to God. I tell you, to get them to do things is excellent and wonderful. And they do it with a great heart, a great spirit, because if we want to have the youth as an active part, not only the young people, but the young adults. And as we look around Christendom, we can see in a great deal of churches that we are leaving the young people behind, and they're leaving because they don't have purpose. They don't feel like they belong. They don't feel as though they have something to do in the church. And that's why here at True Holiness, we're going to always have something for everybody to do. And as our Bishop Larry Perkins says, the theme is just everybody, for God has a purpose and a plan for everyone. I'm just going to talk just for briefly this morning, that is my plan, to the young people on today. As I spoke with them on yesterday, God had already given me something, but they said that their theme was centered around love. It was centered around love, and talking about love, I want to give you this passage of scripture so that you will have it in your mind and in the background as I talk today and try to pull these points together. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37 through 40. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's all about love. So I want you to write that down and hang on to that. And as I teach, continue to remember that everything hinges on, and built upon love. Where I want you to go now is to another chapter in Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And the Word of God says, take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Matthew 23:12. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that humble himself shall be exalted. On those passages this morning, tying them into the whole concept of love. What's the purpose today? I really want us to understand that the things we do should be done with love and for God and with the proper attitude and motives. We should be doing what we do with love. And so if I could use for a title today, it is The Right Reason. That's what I just want to call this, The Right Reason, which leads to the whole concept of integrity. And it boils down to this: why are you doing, or why am I doing what I do? Why are you doing what you do? Is it personal reasons, self-aggrandizement, money, fame, jealousy, envy, to one-up somebody, to be seen, to serve? I ask you this question today, young people. What is it that makes you come alive? What is it that gives you a great sense of joy and fulfillment? What has God called you to do in your natural life, secular, as well as spiritual life? What is that? And then the question becomes, why do I do what I do? I want to read to you this basic definition here. It says that integrity is the practice of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethical principles and values. An uncompromising and consistent adherence to strong moral and ethical principles and values. You must answer the question, who am I? Who am I on the inside? And that forces, why do I do what I do? A quote by C.S. Lewis states, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. Why am I doing what it is that I do? And everybody talks about reputation and all of these things, and my reputation and how people view me and how people perceive me. One thing, young people, I want you to understand is it's not about your rep. It's about your character. Because reputation is basically what people think of you, and your character is who you are. And if you take the time to develop your character, it will push your reputation. It will strengthen your reputation. It will strengthen how people perceive you. So it then goes back to, why do I do what I do? Is it the right reason? Where am I going with this? Why are you in school? Why are you in college? Why did you select the major that you majored in or that you're majoring in? Why? For what reason? Was it because someone else told you that's what you should do? Is it because it's something that you want to do, something that you love or you just don't know. Because I'm going to share this with you. A lot of adults, young people, and today is Sunday, and I can use this. A lot of adults who are still in the working field are dreading tomorrow morning. If I recall my stats correctly, the day for heart attacks that occur most is on Monday. Because you have a lot of people dreading to go back to work on Monday. And so I always ask them, well, why do you do what you do? If you don't like it, why do you continue to do that? Why do you subject yourself to that punishment? And a lot of times it's because of the prestige of a certain position. It's the money and the power that goes along with a certain position. And sometimes people feel trapped in that they can't do anything else. And they continue in doing that and suffering pain and anguish and unnecessary anxiety because it's not the right reason to do what they are doing. And I'm going to make it plain, especially to some of the younger people and some of those that are coming up in there, you're in relationships, because I do a lot of premarital counseling. And one of the first questions I always ask is, why do you want to get married? And they all, you know, they always say, you know, I love this person. I love. Really, do you understand what love is? Why do you want to get married? Because then I go further and I say, young man, are you willing to love as Christ loved? Young lady, are you willing to be a wife? Because understanding what a husband is and understanding what a wife is helps you to understand the whole perspective of, why do I want to do this? Why do I want to be married? Why do I do the things that I do? When we look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and we see here, God is saying, when you do this, when you give your alms, when you do things in the church, when you do things, don't do it to be seen. Why do we want all these positions in the church? Why do we want all these positions at work? Do we want to be seen? Do we want to be in the forefront? Do we always want to be on camera? What's your reason? What's your motive? Is it to ultimately fulfill your God-given purpose? Is it ultimately to love and serve others? Is it the right reasons? Here in this, in Matthew 6, 1 through 4, it's dealing with the hypocrites. And that word could look at those who have masked themselves. When you understand the definition of the word hypocrite, putting on a mask. A lot of us put on masks. And as we used to say back in my day, perpetrate the fraud, doing something for the wrong reason to get something from someone or others. Here, or speaking to them, don't do this. How do they do it? They do it being. They're supposed to be giving, because this deals with, they're supposed to be helping the poor. They're supposed to be giving their alms to help the poor, but they blowing trumpets. They're doing everything, all this fanfare, because they want to be seen for what they do and how much they give. Well, God's saying, if you're doing it that way, that's for the wrong reason. That's the wrong reason. They are making a scene to be seen. Do we do that? Do we make a scene to be seen because we want the praise of men? We want the praise of women now. If you get that now, you have your reward. But God said, what do I need to praise you for? You want the praise of men rather than my praise. Your acts and your actions are supposed to be acts of worship rendered unto God. Whatever it is that you do, that should be an act or action rendered to God, never as a display of self-righteousness or to get praise from other people. The right reason. Why are you doing what you do. Which brings me to Colossians 3:23. Whatever it is that you do, your education, why are you there? Do you love it? One of the things that I've learned over a period of time, and it's a quote that says something to the effect of, find a job you enjoy doing and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Find a job. What is it that you enjoy doing? What is it that you love? What is it that God has put in your heart? Because when you have a relationship with God and you allow him to lead you, your focus and your will and your desire becomes his, and he has the best plan for your life. And that thing which you love, he will allow you to do it even to earn a living. I get in trouble all the time with my wife because sometimes she just said, when we walk in the store, when we go here, I don't want you to say anything to anybody. We just going to go in here and we're going to get out. And I understand her perspective. Because I love what I do. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy training. Even my day job, I'm a trainer. I love what I do. I don't like all aspects of my job because I don't like the curriculum development part of it. But I have ways to get that done. But when it comes to speaking and teaching, I love it. And why do I do it? It's not for me. I find joy in it. But it's because I love others and I help others to grow. Teaching and speaking, sharing God's word, sharing what it is that I do to help people reach their potential. That's why I do what I do. And I tell people all the time, I would do what I do even if I didn't get paid to do it. Why? Because it's my God-given gift. I find joy in it, and he rewards me because I'm doing it as unto him. I do what I do for the right reasons. Why? Because I love God. It goes back to love. Scripture tells us we need to love the Lord with all our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our being. And if we love God, we'll treat people right. If we love God, we'll do things for the right reason. I'm not going to step on you to get elevated. Don't need to do that. Matthew 23:12, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be obeyed. Why am I going to put myself up? Because God going to knock me down. Promotion comes not from the north, the east or the west. Promotion comes from God. Why do you do what you do? Self-exaltation is not a good thing. Putting yourself up above others is not a good thing. Why do I do what I do? Romans 13 and starting at verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Over in the book of Romans, chapter 13, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Why are you doing what you do? Are you doing what you do to get back at somebody? Are you doing what you do to overshadow somebody? Are you doing what you do to take over from somebody? Because if you love them, you wouldn't do it. Why? Because Romans tells us love worketh no ill will. It worketh no ill will. Because if we go back up a little bit, Romans 13 and 9, it says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's when Romans 13 hits verse 10, love worketh no ill will. I'm just going to talk to myself. Vincent, think about your life. Think about what you're doing in every aspect of your life and ask the question, why are you doing that, Vincent? Why are you doing that? What's the benefit to others? Brother Blake talked about this self-love all the time. Yeah, we should care for ourselves, but why are we doing it? Are we doing it out of love for others? Because if we look on the needs of others, God promises to look on our needs. Why do I do all the things that I'm doing in my life? I'm looking at it from a natural perspective as well, because a lot of things we do drain our energy, and then we're unable to perform, unable to do things. So if I ask myself that question, Bison, why are you doing all this? Is it necessary? Should you really be doing it? Is it in alignment with what God has for you to do? Is it helping you to love more? Is it helping you to build a body of Christ more? Is it helping you to build a relationship with the men more, with your friends more? Is it helping you to open your eyes to see what it is that they need so that you can help them? Or is it something that you're just putting, you know, and I'm just going to be playing, young folk, is it just a resume build? Is it just a resume build? I did this so I could do that. And so I did this so I could do that, so I could look good. There's nothing wrong with doing extracurricular and doing things as long as they are done in the right perspective and for the right reasons. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, every award, every accolade, every plaque, everything, every ounce of recognition that you have been given, at the end of the day, when you stand before God, all them plaques ain't going to mean nothing. All those other things not going to mean anything unless, as the old folks say, only what I do for Christ will last. Only what I do for Christ will last. And a question, what am I doing for God? And I'm not making this so spiritual. I'm talking about communicating with people, dealing with people, working with people, how you interact with people. Is it done with love and for the right reasons? Break it down. I always talk about relationships. I always talk about networking. But in the concept of networking and meeting with people, it's not all about you. It's what it's called a win-win situation when you're building relationships and working with other people. What can I help you do? And then what can you help me? How can we work together? I want to make it plain. 1 Peter 3:8-12. I'm just teaching on this morning for our young people to understand. Finally, be ye all of one mind. The synergistic effect, one mind. Having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarize blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. I'm going to stop right there. Look, just telling us, be of one mind. What's that one mind? That mind that was in Christ Jesus, who loved to the cross. Y'all, think about this. He looked on the needs of you and me. Why did he do what he did? Because of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him, I don't know, have everlasting life. That's why he did it. It's all because of love. Why am I doing what it is that I do? Why do I love working with young folk, the young people? Why do I love it? Why do I do it? Because I never want you all to make the same mistakes I made. I want to teach, to be open, to share life experiences, because all that I've gone through was for others to benefit. And you say, why did God took me through? Because he knew I would be able to deal with it. Did I deal with it rightly at all times? No. Was it absent of pain and anguish? No. But here's why I love working with young people. Because I want you to be successful. I want you to fulfill your calling. I want you to know God at an early age. I want you to experience the joy and the love that it took me after age 30 to finally comprehend it. Why? Because I love you. Bottom line, I love you. I'll talk with you. I'll be there for you because of love is why I do what I do. Because there was not a lot of people there to lead me and to guide me. So therefore, that's why I do what I do. Whether it's a conversation, whether it's a podcast, whether it's teaching, whether we're out shooting basketball, whether we're out bowling, whether we're out eating chicken wings, forsake not the self, assembling the self, yourself together, having fellowship and breaking bread. Why? Because of love. John 21, 15 through 17. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Jesus wants him to do something. Feed his sheep, feed his lambs. But what did he ask him first? Do you love me? See, because if you love something, you're not going to give up easily. When you have your whole heart, your mind, your body, and your soul, it's hard for people to sway you or to pull you. But if you have no attachment to it, no love for it, you'll let it go. If you have no love for people, you'll let them go. You have no compassion for people, you'll let them go. And what is this about? There are many things wrapped up in John 21, 15 through 17. But here I want you to look at it from this perspective. Being all in. Being all in. Because here Jesus is saying, in order for you to be what I need you to be, Peter, in order for you to be who I need you to be, and that is a leader of men, a fisher of men, I need to know if you are fully committed to me. Because if you're fully committed to me and love me and you're all in with me and all into me, oh, you'll be able to be a good shepherd. You'll be able to be a good leader. You'll be able, because when it gets hard, you're not depending on your own strength. When it gets troublesome, when people talk about you, when people want to kill you, you're going to remember that your love is tied to me. And because you love me, you're going to love my people. You're going to feed my sheep. You're going to feed my lambs. What is it saying? When you love God and you're doing what he has called you to do, even in your secular career, and that's where we make a mistake. We choose things outside of God, young people. When you choose that and your love is toward God, and if that's what God has put in your heart to do and you love God, you're not going to let it go. Why? Because you don't want to let daddy down. Come on. How many young people want to make your parents proud from a natural perspective? You want mom and daddy to say, that's good. You want mom and daddy to hang those pictures on the refrigerator when you're young. You want them to place them things. Sometimes you can't even make out what the drawing is. But baby, you say, I put it on the refrigerator so everybody come in. Why? They approve. They want to keep you going. You want the acceptance of your parents. You want the acceptance of your father. To get the acceptance of your father in heaven, you must love him unconditionally. And if you love him unconditionally, he will give you all that you need to fulfill. Why? He says he will give you the desires of your heart. It's about love. Why do you do what you do? Why the right reasons. Integrity. I challenge everyone today. I challenge everyone today to look at why you do what you do. What are the reasons behind your efforts? What are the reasons why? Because the driving factor should be love. One, the love for God. Two, a love for people. Three, a love for what you do. Do you love what you do? I know people, even on my job, I find people who love to do the things that I need to do that I can't do as proficiently. And I let them do it. How many of you know when you operate in your calling and your element, it's so easy? And guess what? Everything is easy when you know how to do it. The right reasons. The driving factor behind it all should be love. I'm going to help you because you can't move that because I love you. I'm going to help you do this because I love you. I'm going to fulfill my God-given role and my talent because I love God. And I don't want to let Daddy, Abba Father, down. So young people, ask yourself this question. Am I a hypocrite? Am I saying one thing, but looking to gain something else? Am I trying to rise up even the corporate ladder? Because I want to be the man, the woman. In the world of Christendom, am I trying to gain the spotlight, making a mess and mockery of things and causing confusion just to get what it is that I want? If that's the case, take it to the Lord in prayer. Character is the distinctive qualities of an individual, whereas reputation is the general opinion of others, of a person. Don't let your character and your reputation be equal when it's bad. Young people today, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. And learn to do whatever you do is heartily, do it unto the Lord, and do it for the right reason. And the right reason at the end of the day boils down to love. Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor? Do you love what you do?
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.